Here is a really important claim at the heart of our Christian faith. What is true for Jesus is true for you. What is true for Jesus is true for you. Just as Jesus was chosen by the Father, you too are chosen. God has seen you from all eternity as precious and unique and has chosen you, has called you into being, has given you a unique role to play in the world. You have been chosen. And just as Jesus was blessed, you too are blessed. You're blessed with the love and the favor and the grace of God. And just as Jesus was broken and given, which we will remember especially this week, you too are invited to be broken open in love and given for a purpose beyond yourself. As we embark on this journey of Holy Week, the church is reminding us again today that as Christians, we are invited, we are called, we are summoned by God to mirror the journey of Jesus. Jesus provides the pattern for us to follow. Listen again to our opening prayer from today. Almighty ever-living God, who as an example of humility for the human race to follow, caused our Saviour to take flesh and submit to the cross, graciously grant that we may heed his lesson of patient suffering and so merit a share in his resurrection. This is the promise at the heart of our Christianity, that what is true for Jesus is true for us. If we embrace the same identity as Jesus, we too are a beloved son and daughter of God. And if we also take the same path that Jesus took, if we're willing to embrace the crosses that come our way, then we will share in the same life of resurrection that Jesus experienced and received. A whole new dimension of freedom and glory. That's the promise. But if we want to follow that path of Jesus, especially over the long term, it requires a certain kind of heart, the heart of Jesus. And we see that on full display today in our second reading especially. Now, the scholars say that this part of his letter to the Philippians, St. Paul was probably quoting a hymn that the very early Christians would sing. Right, he's drawing upon that hymn as he's writing this letter to the community. And the hymn is really all about the attitudes that enabled Jesus to take that painful journey into Jerusalem, towards Calvary, and ultimately into the life of resurrection. Yeah, that's what the hymn's really sort of highlighting, emphasizing. And there are two key attitudes that really come through strongly for me. Humble obedience and trusting surrender. That's what enabled Jesus to take that journey, to profit from that journey. And I want to suggest to us tonight, it's those same attitudes that will enable us to really profit from this journey of Holy Week this year. Listen to St. Paul. He starts by saying, his state was divine. In other words, Jesus literally had it all. He had everything he would ever want. He was fully sharing in the glory of the Father, but he did not let that distract him. Think about your own life when everything is going smoothly. It's then that most of us attempted to become self-sufficient, right? We can easily shift our gaze from God to self when everything's sort of just rolling along nicely, and often not consciously, it just sort of happens. When we have everything we need, we can easily fool ourselves into thinking that we've got life covered, that we don't need a greater intelligence, a greater love, a greater power. I'm good. I got this. But Jesus had a very different attitude. He knew that the reason he had it all was because of the Father. And so his priority was always to work with him, to follow the Father's lead, even when that meant surrendering his perfect life. St. Paul goes on. He says, Christ Jesus did not cling to his equality with God, to his perfection, but he emptied himself to assume the condition of a slave and to become as men are. Did Jesus enjoy that mission given to him by the Father? I don't think so. Did he fully understand what was happening? Probably not. So why did he do it? Well, he did it because he trusted that the Father's love, the Father's plan was always bigger than any sacrifice, any suffering that he had to face. What about you? How much confidence do you place in the Father's love, in the Father's plan, especially when you're experiencing challenges in your life? This brings us to the point of this second reading, this hymn, which reveals to us the all-important secret that only those who are close to God seem to really know. St. Paul says, it's because Jesus humbled himself, because he submitted to the will of the Father, that God raised him on high and gave him the name which is above all other names. The secret is that life is found through loss. The loss of our unhealthy ego. The loss of our identities that we manufacture. Our personalities. The loss of our attempts to control life. It's through the process of losing ourselves that we discover the deeper, richer life of God. Remember John the Baptist? At one point he says, he must become greater and I must become less. He knew the secret. And Mary, remember she declared in her song of praise, God has looked on his servant in her lowliness. And so from now on, all generations will call me blessed. She knew the secret too. Remember last week's gospel, Jesus' teaching. And he says, unless a grain of wheat dies, it remains only a single grain. But if it does die, it will yield a rich harvest. And in another place, he says, whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Jesus, of course, also knew the secret. The secret is that when we embrace our littleness, our failures, our disappointments, our suffering with trust and with faith, then God will use those experiences to lead us into a whole new dimension of life. You might know this secret intellectually, right? You've heard people talk about it, but do you really know it? Do you really know it? Do you live it? The only way you can really know it is by embracing your own cross, your own failure, disappointment, suffering, and experience God showing up there. That's the only way you start to really know the secret. And that's the invitation for all of us during Holy Week. This journey of Holy Week, it promises us a new and an indescribable abundance of life, which we discover within. But it's also a journey that requires us to pass through Jerusalem, the place of the passion, the place of suffering, the place of death. We can't avoid that path as much as we may want to. So my invitation to you this week is to embrace your own Jerusalem. Think of one cross that you are facing at this time. What is one situation in your life where your desires, your plans, your expectations are meeting some kind of resistance? Things are not going your way. Whatever your cross is, try and, as best you can, to really lean into it this week, especially this week. Try your best to surrender your cross, to embrace it, but at the same time, surrender it to the Father. Surrender doesn't mean that we live passively. It doesn't mean that we don't take full advantage of our gifts and our opportunities. Surrender really is more about patiently holding the obstacles and the challenges that come our way and being attentive, listening deeply to how God is speaking to us through them, how he's leading us through them. That's the heart of surrender, huh? This is hard, but I'm going to hold this. I'm trusting you in this. I'm leaning into it. I'm waiting for you to show up. I'm listening. It's the heart of surrender, huh? I want to encourage you this week to keep your cross front of mind. Bring it with you into all of our celebrations this week. Offer it up with the sacrifice of Jesus. Entrust it to the redeeming love of the Father. It's very clear in the life of Jesus that this is the heart that will open us most radically to the new life of resurrection, to the life and the gift of Easter. Hello, Father Dan here. If this homily has been helpful, there are a few things I'd love for you to do. Firstly, subscribe to this podcast or share this episode with someone who might find it helpful. And consider also helping us to expand our mission and reach out to more people by donating at stbenedicts.com.au/donate, or you can click on the link in the podcast description. Thanks so much for joining us and have a blessed week.